John Vincent has performed the national anthem for Major League Baseball clubs, NFL teams, the NBA. He's been out in Las Vegas, and he's doing something very interesting around Chicago these days. John, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, sir. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, always a pleasure to talk to you. And John Vincent worked at Mike Ditka's restaurant for a long time. We're going to miss that place, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I just off the phone with Mrs. Ditka. I was talking to her a little while ago, and definitely, I left before it closed. But yeah, it was in a Chicago institution, and it was a big part of my singing career. Pretty much all of it was there.
Lately, John, I know you've been singing in some very unusual locations, out on the street, actually, right? What do? You just take a microphone and a speaker with you?
No, I signed with a new management group called, they own Sugar Factory, and they own Rizzo's Bar and Grill up on Clark. Those are my new bosses. We're going to open up a place right here. I'm actually driving by it off of Rush Street by the river, and it's by the Michigan and the river, and they bring out a sound. They'll actually bring out a full car with these gigantic speakers and everything, and we go in front of these nursing homes and we sing. I was asked by the Chicago police to do it. I was nervous at first because I have OCD and I'm a germaphobe, so I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to go outside. I don't want to touch this. And I'm always constantly washing my hands. But you get more like, you got to do this. You got to do this to make people smile. And the 19th district asked me to do this. This was their idea, not mine. And I want to bring smiles to people. That's what they wanted to do, and I hope that's what we're all doing, because we all need to smile. We all need to give each other love and respect right now.
Here's a little bit of a sample of what John Vincent's been doing. Here you go. Listen up.
This is my kind of town, Chicago.
This is great. I mean, it really sounds great, this remote concert, and I'm sure the senior citizens appreciate it. What kind of feedback have you got, John?
Really nice feedback, except for one old man who flipped me off and told me to go down the street, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing my ass off. I was dying of laughter. I'm like, this guy was hilarious. He was in the window, and he's just like, leave, leave, and I waved back at him, and then he just gave me the finger, and I just like, I couldn't help it. I just started busting out laughing. I'm like, that's funny. Well, maybe he didn't want to hear music that day.
Yeah, maybe your selections weren't something he wanted that day. I know, reading the Sun-Times story about this, you've done so many things that have brought smiles to people. You're saying happy birthday to somebody celebrating their 105th year. It's got to be very gratifying for you, too, outside of that one guy who flipped you off.
I thought that was funny because it made me laugh. And I think at the end of the day, this is a weird statement, but you got to take life as a joke. You have to take life as a joke because we do so many things to separate ourselves, to hurt ourselves, when in reality, if we all come together and be kinder to each other, it does, I know it sounds corny, but it does make you feel better. When you're not, and everybody knows this, when you're kind to somebody else and kind to your fellow human being, you feel good inside. And, you know, after I tried killing myself a few years ago, I said, you know what, God, I just want peace. I just want peace. I just want peace. And you know a very good friend of mine, Larry Wirtz. Larry, when I was suicidal, he said, Johnny, I want to take you to get ketamine treatments. And it helped tremendously. Larry saved my life. And when my eyes opened up, I just said, we have such a short time on this earth. If you live till you're 10 or 110, it goes by like nothing. Why are we not making it easier for all of us? Why are we making it harder? And we are, because we're all afraid and we all have fear. But if we realize there's such a connection from all of us, if you're a believer or not, we all came from the same place. We all came from the same place.
Well, and John, you being so public with your struggle gives hope to a lot of people that they're not alone and that it can be done. And when I saw the headline in the paper, singer John Vincent lifts seniors' spirits one ballot at a time via nursing home concerts, I thought, you know, what a great thing you're doing after all you've been through, too, giving back like this. And when you, I saw on the Channel 9 news story they did on you, you were singing "What a Wonderful World," and when you're singing those lyrics, what must be going through your head?
There's a lot of emotions, like I said in that article. You know, just sometimes it could be sadness, happiness, and anxiety all through it. Anxiety because I'm thinking of, oh God, am I going to get coronavirus? Happiness because I'm seeing seniors smile. Sadness because we're all going through situations and now going through a very tough situation. I want to see this country become united and happy and peaceful with every single one of us. I want to see love. I want to see kindness. Again, it sounds corny, and I don't care if it sounds corny because I'm 47 years old. And, you know, in my 20s and 30s, oh, I wanted to be this famous singer. I wanted to be this. I wanted to be that. I wanted to be, oh, I hope I make money. Finally, I told God, I said, I don't care. I don't need to become rich. I don't need to become famous. I just want to have a peaceful life. And you know what? Everybody else deserves that, too. Every other human being on the face of the earth deserves that. And there's so many different outlets we can do that in. If it's helping singing at a senior center, or if it's just being kind to somebody, saying hello, saying how are you, asking somebody how they're doing, things like that just make people know you care. And once you start talking to people, it's so simple. People smile, and you can have a wonderful conversation with people. And you can have beauty, I believe, with almost anybody. I know there are some people out there that they call 1% out there that are mentally ill to the point where they don't know what they're doing. Like they might say a psychopath or sociopath, right? But for the vast majority of humanity, 99% of us, 99%, because they say only 1% of humanity is a true psychopath, we are good. We are loving. We are kind. And that's why there's cities, because people want to be around each other.
Yep,
people want to be close to each other. People need that love, that connection that we have inside of us.
And the people who do good, the folks, the majority, the nice ones, usually don't get on the news. John Vincent, you are an inspiration. Thank you, sir. Always good talking to you.
Oh, thank you very much, Bob. I love you guys. Say hi to Marianne. I wish you guys to have a great day. Thank you for having me on. It was very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, hope to see you in person again soon.